Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, we go through the Equality Act. I put that in quotes. That is going through Congress, which is one of the most dangerous attacks on religious liberty, Christianity, and freedom. It's called H.R. 5, and it's going through Congress very quickly, and it's very scary. At the recording of this podcast, the bill had not yet passed the House of Representatives, but you might be listening to this and it might have already been passed. So we're talking about it as if it's an inevitability that it is going through the House of Representatives, and then potentially we'll see what happens in the Senate. But it's such an important episode for you to listen to. Please support us at charliekirk.com/support. Our team did the research. Our team read the bill. Our team went through it all so that you guys can understand what's happening in our country when it comes to religious freedom and deeply held beliefs. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com, and support us if you can, charliekirk.com/support. Get involved at Turning Point USA, tpusa.com. The Equality Act is here. We must oppose it. We tell you why. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Right now, Congress is debating whether or not to pass what is called the Equality Act. The Equality Act sounds wonderful. Who could be against the Equality Act? Well, let's get into the specifics of what the Equality Act actually is. The Equality Act, which looks like it will pass the House of Representatives any moment now, and if you're listening to this, it might already be passed because it just looks like it's imminent from the House, basically aims to expand civil rights protections from the 1964 Civil Rights Act to add sexual orientation and gender identity as a protected class akin to race. So basically, what the Equality Act will do, and this is the New York Post's own reporting, it says, quote, rather than finding common sense, narrowly tailored ways to shield LGBTQ identifying Americans from truly unjust discrimination, this bill would act closer to a sword to persecute those who don't embrace newfangled gender ideologies. It would spoil a new sex binary that is quite literally written into our genetic code and is fundamental to many of our laws, not least the laws protecting the equality, safety, and privacy of women. So the Equality Act, again, sounds like a great idea, but what does it actually aim to do? The Equality Act will expand civil rights protections to men who think they are women. People that are suffering from a psychological disorder called gender dysphoria. Now, I am not necessarily going to say that people that are suffering from gender dysphoria should not have equal rights. Of course they should. They should be equal under the law. The problem is that when you are suffering from gender confusion, which is a psychological condition that has been well documented for many decades, when you start to violate other people's civil rights, it becomes a massive problem. The New York Post continues by saying, the Equality Act would sacrifice the hard-won rights of women while privileging men who identify as women. Perfectly said. Who wrote this piece? It's very smart. Ryan Anderson. Continues by saying, if it becomes law, such men would have a right to spend the night in a battered women's shelter, disrobe in women's locker rooms, and compete on women's sports teams, even at K-12 schools. Here's the text, quote, an individual shall not be denied access to a shared facility, including a restroom, a locker room, and a dressing room. That is in accordance with the individual's gender identity. You can keep separate facilities for men and women, but then you have to redefine what men and women are. So basically, if you are a man who then suddenly proclaims that you are a woman, You can get access to women's locker rooms. You can compete in women's sports. And this, we're already seeing this happen. We are seeing Connecticut track and field championships won by biological men. Now, some people say, well, Charlie, where is your empathy or your compassion for people that are transgender? I have plenty of empathy and compassion for people that are confused. I really do. That's not how God made them. They have a biological composition of either XX or XY chromosomes. And my compassion that I have for people that are struggling with a psychological disorder, which is transgenderism, is not to be conflated or confused with my concern and my compassion for women that want to compete in women's only sports or have access to women only locker rooms. So this is an example of postmodernist thinking that has now taken over our entire country. Where did this come from? This came from college campuses, universities all across the country. The work that we are doing at Turning Point USA on university campuses is in direct defiance, you could say, but also directly targeted at trying to push back against a lot of this nonsense. So this is happening in Congress right now. So the seemingly fringe campus ideology has now become mainstream in the halls of Congress, because whatever happens on college campuses does not stay on college campus, it goes into the halls of Congress. The act continues by saying it would coerce, quote, any establishment that provides a good or service or program, including a store, shopping center, online retailer, or service provider, salon, bank, gas station, food bank, service or care center, shelter, travel agency, or funeral parlor, or establishment that provides health care, accounting, or legal services. They cannot discriminate based on gender or sexual orientation. So I just have a couple questions about this. Will gay bars in San Francisco be forced to take straight people as members? The answer is probably. Not many straight people, I think, are going to want to be members of gay bars. Be an interesting lawsuit to bring forth. Will churches now be forced to administer and practice same-sex marriages? The answer is probably. It continues in this article by saying religious institutions are very much included. Under the Equality Act, religious schools, adoption agencies, and other charities would face federal sanctions for upholding teachings of mainstream biology in the Bible, modern genetics, and Genesis when it comes to sex and marriage. This will be immediately challenged in court, and it might be successful or it might not be successful. So basically, the new position of the Democrat Party is the way God made you, the way you were created, the way you were born is completely and totally irrelevant, and it's up to you. If you believe you are something other than how you were created, then you should be given complete and total privilege to then violate the rights and the protections of others. You see, this is an inherent contradiction I have with Democrats and the left. And if we had an honest press and an honest media in our country, they would ask a very simple question. Speaker Pelosi, you talk all the time about women's rights. You talk all the time about how you elected more women than ever before in the 2018 midterms. Speaker Pelosi, you talk all the time about how young girls, young women need to get a step up in America. If that is so true, what is a woman? Nancy Pelosi, what is a woman? Now, an answer for us, we'd give a very simple answer. A woman is someone that has XX chromosomes. It's that simple. A man is someone who has XY chromosomes. Really not that complicated. Simple biology can answer that question. But Nancy Pelosi will now say, well, a woman is someone who thinks they are a woman. And we're already seeing men take advantage of this in sports, in businesses. Now, remember, Nancy Pelosi prohibited the use of traditional gender. And this is the Equality Act. This Equality Act is being debated and possibly passed through the House of Representatives today. With the ever-increasing number of makes and models, the Fiat, Kia, and models such as the Pacific XT5, it is now impossible to stock all the parts you need in a traditional chain storefront. Why endure often pointless or just, quite honestly, irrelevant and intimidating questioning from people that want to fix your car? Why wait while the counterman orders the parts on his computer? Well, here's the cool thing. I am now offering you a way to get all the parts you need. Why would you choose to spend 30, 50, or 100% more on the exact same auto part at a chain store than on a new car dealership? Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody. That's right, everyone. It does not require a membership or account login. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine and control modules, brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in just a few clicks. So go to RockAuto.com. Write Charlie Kirk in there. How did you hear about a section? So if you guys have any parts to your car and you want to support our podcast that you might need, parts to your car you might need, go to rockauto.com, use the promo code Charlie Kirk to how did you hear about us, and let them know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. The Equality Act is making its way through Congress. It's really interesting. I'm waiting for all the unity that Joe Biden promised. How exactly are you supposed to unify America by now mandating religious institutions go against their deeply held beliefs? I thought Joe Biden was a practicing Catholic. If Joe Biden now wants to sign the Equality Act, which is anything but equality, I'm going to get into this idea of how the left uses terminology and words that are close to our value system. When I say our, I mean conservatives, people that believe in the biblical construct of government, which is the American formula of government, against us. So let me go through the top five harms of House Resolution 5, the Equality Act. This was sent to me by Pastor Paula White, who's a friend of mine. I just want to give her credit. She did a nice job. She sent it to us. And you guys can email us in real time, freedom@charliekirk.com. Number one, it will harm children. HR 5 will force girls to share showers, locker rooms, and bathrooms with boys and hotel rooms. HR 5 will allow boys to compete in girls' sports, taking away opportunities for young women to receive opportunities and scholarships. HR 5 specifically attacks faith-based adoption and child welfare services, which seek to place children with a mother and a father. Faith-based adoption and child welfare services who receive federal funding would be forced to violate their sincerely held religious beliefs on life and marriage. Now, it's really funny, before I go any further, I hear all the time from the secular atheist groups that they want to have separation of church and state, which, by the way, is nowhere in the United States Constitution. Nowhere in the U.S. Constitution does it mandate separation of church and state. This was in a letter that Thomas Jefferson wrote to the Danbury Baptist Convention, I believe in 1803. We can get a fact check on the year on it. However, this narrative, this talking point, separation of church and state, you know what? I'll take you on that premise. Why don't we keep the state out of the church? You see, for years we have been very subtly convinced that the U.S. Constitution mandates separation of church and state. But even if we take them at their own talking point, how do we keep the state out of the church? For example, if you're a local church right now and you run adoption services, maybe you're a practicing Catholic in Hawaii. Maybe you're a practicing Catholic listening right now on AM 560 The Answer. Some of my best friends growing up are practicing Catholics in the Chicagoland area. Thomas Jefferson wrote in 1802. That was pretty close. January 1st of 1802, New Year's Day. That if you run an adoption clinic in Lombard, Illinois, if you run an adoption clinic in Secaucus, New Jersey, and you have part of your adoption services that you require a mother and a father to adopt that child, which, by the way, we know statistically and objectively is the most effective way to raise a child. The government will now come into your church and say you can't do that. What happened to separation of church and state? It's the opposite. They were always worried about the church taking over the state. Now we need to be worried about the state taking over the church. But they're okay with that. Because the Equality Act, as they call it, we're going to dive more into this idea of equality, which is very important, aims to overthrow religious institutions, to make them in a secular leftist image. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. I just had someone email us at freedom@charliekirk.com. They say, Charlie, how can we stand up against the Equality Act? Well, unfortunately, the Democrats control the House of Representatives. They control the U.S. Senate. But the margins are going to be really thin on the U.S. Senate. I will be surprised if Joe Manchin goes for some of this stuff. I really will. We'll keep a close eye on it. The Equality Act will expand the state into the church, but it will do even more than that. The Equality Act will significantly expand the promotion of abortion. As I've mentioned, it will go after faith-based adoption and child welfare services. You know what's so amazing to me? I'm very pro-life, and one of my criticisms of pro-life activists is we do not talk enough about adoption or making it easier to have children. I think that we need to make that excuse that people give not to have children, the financial excuse, the societal excuse, go away. That's my one point of criticism towards the pro-life community. And there are some amazing pregnancy crisis centers. There are some incredible people that have dedicated their life to adoption. But I think we have to be even more assertive of how pro-adoption we are. And I know people that run adoption clinics. I know people that have adopted. My pastor, Rob McCoy, Godspeed Calvary Chapel, Thousand Oaks. He and his family have adopted. His church are very, very engaged in the local adoption centers. However, if you look at who runs the most effective adoption agencies in the country, who does that? Does the local atheist organization run the adoption agencies? No. Does the local teacher unions run an adoption agency? No. Almost every single county and city that you look at with effectively run adoption agencies are almost always faith-based, almost always, especially through the Catholic Church or through mainline Protestant-funded organizations. There's some faith component to it. Now, there's exceptions to that, but it's a general rule that adoption in America is given a massive boost by faith-based organizations. This bill, the Equality Act, will penalize and almost criminalize faith-based organizations, Christian, Jewish, Catholic organizations that have been participating in adoption for even the last 100 years. So I'll continue. The Equality Act will put important pro-life appropriation laws at risk, including the Hyde Amendment and the Weldon Amendment. The Hyde and Weldon Amendments protect taxpayer funds from being used for abortions. The Equality Act will create a precedent for children to be taken from their parents should the parents not agree that to their children receiving sex reassignment surgery, hormone therapy, or counseling that encourages a sex change. Let me say that again. If you are a 14-year-old and all of a sudden you say, I am a woman and you were born a biological man and your parents say, no, 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 you're still a boy, you're still a man, you can now go to the state and the state can take custody of you outside of the will of your parents and give you sexual reassignment surgery. In the state of Oregon, there is already taxpayer-funded sexual reassignment surgery that exists outside of the agreement and the will of the parents. This is nationalizing what has happened in Oregon and California and Illinois and New York. One of the main reasons why this is happening, and this is a pattern. One of the patterns of the totalitarians in a lot of these countries where they are successful is to always turn the children against their parents. Do you notice they did this in Russia? There's a joke that goes around in many conservative circles, always calling Russia Mother Russia. Have you heard this before? Mother Russia. Why do you think that phrase came to be? That phrase came to be because in the Soviet Union, they taught young children that their parents were actually the country, not their biological parents. In Mao Zedong's China, children were incentivized, they were rewarded to turn in their parents. The biblical commandment to honor your mother and father is a civilization protection commandment. It's a civilization commandment. I'm struggling for the right word, but it's a commandment that basically allows your civilization to survive and continue. Because if you have parents that have children that disobey them, not just disobey them, but are incentivized to defy them, turn them in, well, then the state becomes more important than that bond and the family disappears. Why am I mentioning that? Because in this bill, it creates a precedent for children to be taken away from their parents. Perpetuating is a good word for that. The Equality Act will encourage schools to teach unbiblical definitions of family, marriage, and human sexuality. As if we don't have enough of that happening. Did you know that 1 in 6 members of Generation Z identify as gay, lesbian, or transgender? 1 in 6. What is that? 12%? 15%? 17%? Really? 17%? Well, 1 in 5 is 20%. Is it really 17%? It's incredible. Yeah, that's right. It's 17. You're right. So 17% of all Generation Z identify as gay, lesbian, or transgender. Now, I say this, and I'm sure Media Matters is going to write it up. Charlie Kirk thinks that's terrible that so many people are identifying as gay. I just have a question. Why is the number going up? It's a very simple question. And if you are not allowed to ask that question without being called all these awful names, then we really have destroyed all free speech and dialogue in this country. It's a very simple question. Why is the number of people that self-identify as gay and lesbian and transgender going up? Now, some people say, well, they're more comfortable than ever before to self-identify as that. I think that's a bunch of rubbish. 10 years ago, when I was in high school, there was plenty of cultural acceptance that existed for people that were gay, for people that were lesbian. We didn't have any people that were transgender in my high school. The whole high school, by the way, of 2,000 people. Didn't have one person. Now, was there a person that might have thought that they wished they would be a man who thought they were a woman? Yes. Should they get treatment for gender dysphoria? Yes. And I have compassion for those people. I do. But I refuse to allow a compassionate personal position I have to destroy biological norms that have generally worked. And by the way, the feminist movement had all this alleged progress in the 60s and 70s. And where are the feminists? Where are the people that were shouting and screaming in the streets in the 1960s and 70s? Some people are saying second wave feminism is fighting this. They have been very quiet on this. There's a couple of people that go on Tucker Carlson. I think that they're pretty articulate, but generally there is not a mass movement amongst the second wave feminists to fight this. First wave feminism was about voting rights and suffrage, moral and correct, and God bless them, and it was led by Republicans, by the way. Seneca Falls Convention was the big turning point in that. 1918, 1919, right around there. It might have been 1920, actually. It was officially put into law. The second wave feminism was about female liberation in the sense of the workplace. And I agree with almost all of it. Now, I disagree with what was passed as the Equal Rights Amendment. Phyllis Schlafly got that defeated, God bless her, in the 1960s and 70s. Third wave feminism is now saying that women don't actually exist and men don't actually exist. What a strange development. It's actually immoral. The Equality Act will harm healthcare. The Equality Act will force faith-based healthcare providers to provide abortions and sexual reassignment surgeries and therapies. So if you are a Christian hospital, if you're a Catholic hospital, you are now going to have to open an abortion clinic. If you are Mount Sinai Medical Center in Miami, and you are a religious, devout, practicing, Orthodox rabbi, you are now going to have to oversee and approve sexual reassignment surgeries at Mount Sinai Medical Center. The Equality Act would force many healthcare providers, including doctors and nurses, to violate their sincerely held religious beliefs on life and human sexuality. The Equality Act, which is moving its way through the House right as I am doing this right now, and it's going to go in the Senate. We don't know how it's going to happen in the Senate. And this is why the filibuster is so important. This is why Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema are so important. They can stop this nonsense. But it will harm churches and faith-based organizations. Joe Biden, who went out of his way to religialize the swearing-in ceremony, his inauguration, is now going to punish and penalize the very same churches that he pretends to protect and platform. Joe Biden calls himself a practicing Catholic. Joe Biden, if he signs this into law, and he already supports this bill, will do more damage to the Catholic Church than any other president in American history, even more than Barack Obama, even more than Lyndon Baines Johnson, even more than Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And that's saying something. The Equality Act will force churches and faith-based nonprofits to provide public accommodations for men to go into women's facilities. The Equality Act could potentially overturn the Religious Freedom Restoration Act that protects faith-based individuals and organizations from government overreach on religious freedom. The Equality Act targets faith-based counseling when it comes to gender identity and human sexuality and marriage. The Equality Act will deny federal funding to all faith-based colleges and universities that believe they hold conduct standards on the biblical definitions of life, marriage, and human sexuality. So my friends at Grand Canyon University, in their mission statement, say that they believe that life begins at conception and marriage is one man, one woman. Guess what, Grand Canyon University? You might be able to lose access to federal funding. Not be able to. You might lose access to federal funding. And by the way, it's not just the Christian perspective. I happen to be offering a Christian perspective because that is my religious belief. I know a lot of our listeners have that. But Glenn Greenwald, who is a gay man and a courageous gay man, has spoke out against the Equality Act as well from a gay perspective, saying that this actually reverses a lot of the progress that he believes the gay community has done over the last couple decades. And so the Equality Act, as I was mentioning, will harm higher education. If you're a small Christian college and you do not hold their specific view on marriage or life or human sexuality, you could lose access to federally subsidized student loans. This is why Hillsdale College is so great. Hillsdale College a long time ago said, we're not going to take any federally subsidized student loans. Forget it. In the Gospels, Jesus very clearly said that God created every human being. God created two distinct sexes, male and female, and that marriage is a union between them. HR 5, through the state, is going to mandate certain beliefs. And quite honestly, it's a huge attack on freedom of speech and the association establishment clause. I can't imagine that this will be held up constitutionally, but I've been surprised before. And so Eric from Phoenix asks, Charlie, do you think Democrats could actually get 10 Republicans in the Senate to vote for this bill to overcome the filibuster? No, I do not. It depends if they break the filibuster for this. I don't think they will. I don't think Manchin or Sinema will agree to break the filibuster, largely because Manchin represents a very Christian state, West Virginia. So does Sinema. And I just don't think Kyrsten Sinema will be able to come back to Arizona, even though she's very much in the kind of transgender advocacy world, and be able to justify this vote. I don't. Some of the largest institutions in Arizona are Grand Canyon University, the Mormon Church in the East Valley, where she used to represent in East Phoenix. So I do not think that Kyrsten Sinema will be able to justify that vote, nor will Joe Manchin. So do I think 10 Republicans alongside both Manchin and Sinema? No, I don't. One thing that Republicans are most afraid of is primary challenges. And I have to say that even Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, I think, would have difficulty voting for this. I really do. I don't think they would even get behind something like this. This is straight off the counter of a Malibu or Manhattan cocktail party. This is straight from a college professor coffee workshop. This is not mainstream thinking, even in the Democrat political movement. Now, do I think that it's still going to pass the House? I do, because these people will do whatever Nancy Pelosi wants, and the transgender LGBTQ community in San Francisco is relentless. They are the lidless eye. They never blink. They stare endlessly. And quite honestly, now that gay marriage is effectively the law of the land, a lot of these activists that have very well-funded organizations, they're kind of looking for the next fight. And so they've concocted this equality bill, Equality Act, that actually reverses a lot of their original arguments. It weakens a lot of the positions that they took. For example, what does being gay have to do with being transgender? The whole idea of being gay is that you are the same sex. Therefore, by definition, it recognizes sexual identity. The Equality Act says that sexual identity is nothing more than an opinion, that sexual identity can change like the weather, that sexual identity means next to nothing. And so I do not think that this bill has a high likelihood of passing the Senate. But I've been surprised before. And I believe firmly that if we do not do a good enough job of activating the church, of activating even the gay community against this, activating all people, eventually a bill like this will pass on the federal level. So we got to wake up, everybody. This is a very serious threat to our freedoms and to our country. Elections do have consequences. And this consequence would be dire and severe, and they would pay a price for it. But the sooner we can publicize and communicate what's actually in this piece of legislation, the less likely they will actually be able to pass it now or in the future, not to mention Biden signed the transgender executive order. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you'd like to support us, go to charliekirk.com/support. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. God bless.